So basically you have here, so let's take the first Tosfos, right? The first Tosfos was, okay, so basically the Tosfos that we're doing the Tosfos of Shnei Peturim, on Gimel Amud Aleph and Shabbos, Shnei Peturim, v'asu vidim malachim yivenayo. So the Gemara's kasha is, according to Tosfos, is that if you have one guy does a kira and another guy does hanacha, the person who does hanacha should be chayev. Okay, chayev v'chatos, because he's after all being gomer al yado nigmar malacha. So he's being gomer malacha. So the Torah teaches you, no, be'asosa, and also as kula, v'lo as miktsasa. When he does it, namely the whole thing. So that's what I say, you see the whole thing, not just asos miktsasa, be'asosa, is a limud, asos as kula, v'lo as miktsasa. Does it, was it, the whole it. So you're only chayev if you do the whole thing. But if you do part of it, then you're not chayiv. So you can't be chayiv just for doing the hanacha. Okay, but without the limud, you'd say you are chayiv. So the question is, what's this havin maskana about whether you'd be chayiv just for doing the hanacha or not? But Tosfos says that kira, forget about it. It's no havin mean that anyone that you'd be chayiv for doing the akira, because what, you pick up a thing and then another guy comes and makes it into a malacha and you're chayiv, or you're not doing anything, you're just picking a thing up. But the guy who finishes it, he is. He knows what the other guy did, and he's completing it. That's a simple pshat, that's what he's saying. Yeah. So the question was, what's Havin Oskana, right? What's Havin Oskana? Okay, so I'm thinking like David's thinking. That it's a question of malacha. In Chiyav Chatas for a malacha. Okay? So you could say, I'd say, normally, what do you Chiyav Chatas? You Chiyav Chatas for, let's say eating Chazer. Not Chazer, eating Chaylov. So you eat the chayla, it's ma'isa chila, you chayla for the ma'isa chila. Period. Okay, that's the mechayla of the chatos. Okay? See, but in malacha is interesting. Because it's not, in a certain sense, it's a ma'isa, but in a certain sense, it's not a ma'isa. Like let's say you take a malacha of Bishol. I don't know. So even in Bishol, like, there's the action of turning on the oven, I guess, or whatever, putting the food in the oven. But that's not really what Bishul is. I mean, Bishul is really a product. I mean, it's true, the product comes about through a process. Okay? A Maisa. Maybe a longer Maisa. I mean, it depends. Sometimes it's a process, sometimes it's one discrete Maisa, whatever it is. And the product comes about through your Maisa. But the idea of Malacha, you can't make Malacha into like an action. Malacha is, it's not the essence of Malacha. The essence of Chaylev is a maisa. That's this. There's no product. It's it. It's a maisa. And most of these children, I think, are that way. It's a maisa. But the idea of malacha is that it's productivity. It's a productive action. So the act, there is an action, but the iser is really the malacha, is the product which your action is bringing about. Okay? Okay. Now, if you talk about hotza'ah insofar as the product, the malacha, the din malacha shiva. So you say is the product is really created through the hanacha. Because what's the productivity? Is that you're giving an object a numakam. And what gives the object a numakam? The hanacha. And the numakam. Okay, that's really what brings about, that's really the productivity of the malacha, is it could be like a telescope to that action. Putting it down. Putting it down means you're taking an object which previously was not an object of Rishus Rabim, and you're giving it a definition as being like an object of Rishus Rabim, giving it a new makom. Okay? That's the so to speak, the productivity exists at that moment. And that's the action. Okay? But, like for instance, like David said, if you just pick something up and put it down in the same place, it's the same physical action. Right? Just putting something down. But that's not malacha. The malacha, there's a process of hotzah which leads to the productivity of the hanacha. Which is a process of hotzah, is you're okerated from one rishos, you transfer it across, and you put it down in the other rishos. Now, that act which brings about the productivity is the final act, the hanacha. But you can't ignore the process of hotzah. There's a process of hotzah. Hotzah is not just an act. Some halachos could just be an act. But hotzah is a process that has components. And without the components, if you just pick something and put it down, there's no hotzah. So hotzah has there's an entire process. But you don't say that you're involved in there's no productivity until you put it down. The putting it down is really recreating the product. but it has to be the culmination of a process. Whereas that act of putting it down is the culmination of a process. So you have that process begins at Akira and goes to transfer and then the Hanacha. So the process of Hanacha really includes from the Akira to transfer to the Hanacha. But the so to speak, the action of producing a product, is really just the Hanacha. Okay? So the question is in Hotza'a, in Malacha, okay, I mean, it could be you wouldn't have nafkaminas by many Yisurim, I'm not sure, and many Malachas even. But I mean, it's certainly by other action, other mitzvahs in the Torah, it wouldn't be, I mean, because normally it's just a Maisa. But since the essence of Malacha is a product, so you would have thought that you're chayiv for the chayiv achatas if you do the product, if you create the product. That's what the malacha is. Also, it's called malacha. That's what it means. Also, malacha. Malacha means that you do the productivity. So therefore, it says, and therefore you do chayiv just for the hanacha, right? So the answer is, the says no. And now, of course, the first guy had to do the akira and the hanacha, the akira and the transfer. Otherwise, it's not even the product. The product is that you're giving an object which previously didn't have this definition. Previously, was an object of rishus yachid, and you're giving it the opposite the rishus. So you have to have the first guy do that stuff because that's, so to speak, sets up the object for the productivity. But that guy's not going to be chayev. What's he doing? He's just setting something up. He's just not doing anything. It's the second guy who would have been chayev. But the Gemara says, no, bi'asosa means that you're only chayev. The supposed teaching about asosa is kula. That even though malacha is really, the essence of malacha is in the product, but the product comes about through a process. There's a maisa issa, the maisa of the chotza. The ma'aseh includes the entire process, and the chiyuv chatas only comes when the person is an oseh of the entire process of otzah. It's not just for the chiyuv chatas doesn't just come for bringing about the result, but it includes the entire ma'aseh, and the ma'aseh extends over the entire process. You know what I mean, so it's making it akin to other, I mean, like other malach, other chiyuvim, where it's on the action. But you would have thought it's different. You would have thought all you have to have is the product, that which brings about the product. But it's showing you know it. It's on the asiya. Also, that's kula. Since there's an asiya and there's a process, at least by Hotza, so you, without having an asiya on the entire thing, there's no mechayiv of the chatas. I mean, it's good that it's specific to Shabbos, first of all, because, I mean, I'm not bothered by the fact that chatas is really a generic pasuk, because you have to, it's a riboy, a sosa, and you have to apply it somewhere. Now the shas determined that's where it applies. It applies to a case where you'd have a havamina to think it's not, you don't need the ol maisa because there's another framework, namely malacha, and it's teaching you, no, you need the ol asiya. And I think it's good that it's on malacha. It could be you'd have nafkaminas by other malachos, but I mean, I think mahotsa is specifically a malacha where it is a multi-step process. I mean, not just practically, but halacha recognizes it as such. So, I mean, it could be another malachos. It doesn't lend itself to, like kosev. I mean, there's two letters. It's like a shira phenomenon. But no, it's not a phenomenon of, like, a process. It's not a process of kosev. You're just right. You know? I mean, you don't say making a pen is kosev. I mean, that's not part of the process. Your otso really is a process. So, in this malachos is where it's going to express itself. I mean, I'm not saying you can't have another malachos, but, I mean, it's a natural place to have the question. I mean, David has a good question. It's like, according to Havina Yechayev, not for the process, but for the product, for creating the product. So he's saying, is it because, like in Hotza'a, there's a process which has discrete steps, Kira, transfer, Hanacha, and the last step is a very fixed action, Hanacha, which brings about the product. Okay, so you could say that Havina is that Yechayev Chatas for the product, for the action which brings about the product. What action is that? Hanacha. But let's say another malacha, which is like a quantitative process. Like, let's say cooking the thing a certain percentage or whatever, you know? So you're doing, like, the final step. But like a quantitative. So it's not like an action. I'm saying, would you say that since, look, the havmin would be the gavra who produces is chayiv. So you don't even need a maisa altogether. It just means you're the producer. So, or do you say no? Is that the havmin is only knows that, of course, you need a maisa hamachayiv, but it would define the maisa not by the entire process, by that action which brings about the product, which would be here, hanacha. So all I'm saying is I think it would be that way, the latter way, that you need the maisa. I don't know if that's Lana or the former, whatever. But the one where she that you wouldn't need a ma'isa. So even the Havmina, because it's a big chiddush to say that you have a new kind of a chiyuv chatas, which wouldn't be telling an action. It's just telling like a shame of a gavra of a producer or something. So I would think you need a ma'isa, but the question is, how do you define the ma'isa? Is it going to be the ma'isa, the process of hotzah, which include the whole thing, or it's going to be that ma'isa which brings about the product? So the Havmina would be, since malacha is a product, that's the idea of malacha, it's going to be that action which brings about the product. So it's true you need the beginning in order to set up that action, but hanacha is really the action. Kamash Malan, no, it's the entire process. But what I'm saying is that there was no havmina that if there was no definitive action that you just say you're chayef for that an action is for producing something, you know, producing something, because it seems like you need a tzura to be mechayef, tzura of a maisa. And it would be. Oh, it's also good, Dave. It's also good, maybe a raya a little bit. Is that that's why the Gemara only has a question here. You know, because you could imagine other cases where you have processes, but I don't know if you have processes which are fixed, definite, you know, steps like that. It's possible to say the other way. I'm not saying it's not possible, but that's my intuition. It would be this way. It's a question of the Havmina, you know.
You don't deposit
that, because also the Havmina is a Havmina that I would have thought if not for any psukim. It's just a natural Havmina. Now it's a big chiddush to say that there's a whole new kind of chiyuvata. So presumably you'd be working, if you, the Havmina is you work along the normal lines, apply it to Malacha, this is what you should say. So I think it's a bit kiddish to say that otherwise. If you had a limud, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but it would seem, you can't just ask a kasha, the Gemara can't just ask a kasha, why aren't you chayef? So it seems to be that, I mean, at least this is where it's asking it. So would it ask it in a different case? I mean, that's already the bigger step. So you're saying less this way, you know. Because the Havmina is more mustaber without any, because you'd say, why do you need the whole process? I mean, it's true there's a whole process, and it wouldn't be malacha without the whole process, but the person who's really being an ose malacha, so to speak, is the guy who does the hanachah. You do the hanachah, you're really defining the object. That is essentially the action. This action is defining the object. Now, it's true, it needed preconditions and the whole process in order for it to work, but that action is doing it, and that guy is defining that thing. So malacha is the productivity. So look at malacha, you're really creating a product. So why should you say that you have to do the whole process? It's a good question, what's the svar? Why is it? You could ask that. And why? What's the maskana? What's the logic of the maskana? Why do you say osa eskula? And what's that idea? Why do you need osa eskula? You know, apparently you need the entire involvement. If you lack in your involvement in the thing, apparently it's like a patur or something. And it's a good question. I mean, maybe we could define that better. Why is it that you don't say that? Why don't you say that? I mean, what is the idea? I mean, when we're just defining it loosely, they know you need the mechayivus for the entire process. But I mean, you could try to ask it further, push it, say, why should it be that way? Seems to be the Havmina. The reason the Havmina had a logic, you know. I mean, now there's a reason why the Havmina was the Havmina. So now, why didn't the Torah go with the Havmina? Why did it go with Maskana? What's the concept of the Chiyuv Chatas? You know what I mean? Which is such that demands that it has to be the whole thing. It's a good question. I mean, maybe we can think about that, but I don't have an answer to that question. But it's an interesting question. I think it's a valid question. Okay, so another thing, maybe just to say, I mean, this is a stab, but that the idea is if you do there is a process. So it's true the essence is the product, but there is a process. The process is Akira, it begins at Akira. So the thing is that Osa es Kula, I think it's good with the Lashon of the Gemara, Osa es Kula, v'lo Osa es Mektsasa. Then in terms of that you see a carbon is like an onesh. You're punishing the guy, he has to bring carbon, he has to take his money and bring carbon. So it's in order to be an onesh in general, you have is that if you do the avera shelo b'shlei musa, you're lacking it as an avayon, then you're not going to be chayav karbon. You're only chayav, you only punish you, and only chayav to bring karbon if you do the full form of the avera. Also, that's kula. So since it's true, the essence of the thing is the malacha and it's the hanacha, and that you're defined as a malacha if you only do that. But bottom line is there is an entire process, and the general form of the malacha is that you have the whole process which culminates in the hanacha, and what you're doing is you're being stingy, you're relying on the other guy to do the first half, and you're just doing only the culmination. So it's true you're doing the essence, but that's the saying. To be chayav on a karbon, it doesn't suffice just to have the essence, but you have to be involved in the entire process. The entire avera, so to speak, is necessary to be chayav on a karbon. And if you're lacking and you're holding back in your avarayonos, so then we're not going to be chayav on a karbon. It's limit. Osa is kula, be'asosa. Do the whole thing. The entire thing. If it's good with the limit, if it's very good with the limit, I think. It sounds like a quantitative thing. Osa is kula, osa is miksasa. It's like you're lacking in the quantity which is necessary. But what do you mean, kula misasa? So that is the essence. That is the kula, you know. What it's saying is because there is more, even if the essence is the product does bring into play the process. So now you're holding back. Okay, so now we're going to do the next tosos. Okay. So it says, B'chol ha-svarim, this is tosos ba-asosa. B'chol ha-svarim gar-sinan ha-osa es-kula ve-lo ha-osa mik-tsasa. Yachid she-asa osa, it's explaining. Yachid she-asa osa chayiv, shnayim she-asa uha piturim. So one person who does it is chayiv, two people who do it are pater. Okay? So let's see. It's not clear what he's trying to do yet, right? Okay. He says like this. Pashte de kranera de be'asosa ko'i anefesh. Okay? Pshat in the pasuk is that be'asosa is going on the nefesh. Okay? Now, I think the reason why is because what I said yesterday is because it's a mapeke. Be'asosa. The hey, asos mapeke, means it's possessive. It's be'asia shelah. In the souls, in the nefesh is asiyah. Okay? In the asiyah of the nefesh. As opposed to the object, in doing it. Asos osa. In doing the malacha. As you can say, in doing it or in its doing. Doing it means in doing the malacha. In its doing, it means the nefesh is doing. And it's a simple shot, the way you could tell, knows that with a hey at the end of a word, it can mean two things. It can mean it's doing it as an object, or the possessive, it's doing, its activity. So the way you can tell which one it is whether you have mapake or not. Mapake means it's possessive. So you're saying that simple shot is about sosa, means in the nefesh's action. The action of the nefesh. Avalashas daris le'amalacha. But the shas is learning, it means in the asos osa, means in the doing of the malacha. And then it says, kilomar, beasos osa, vikula, right? Beasos osa, in doing it. Vikula mairi vizeh okir vizeh meniach. Let me just say, before you do kula, what I'm saying is that, but the shas is learning it, beasos osa, means in doing it. And what does it say, doing it? The whole it. Not part of it, but the whole it. But the only way you could make that limud is if you say Be'asos Osa is going on the malacha. If you say it means in its doing and the nefesh is doing, then you can't make doresh the fact that it says it means part of the whole malacha, not part of the malacha, it's not doing the malacha, it's not talking about the malacha. That word isn't talking about the malacha. If you read the pasuk and you read the Torah, it says Ma'apikei, it's not doing that. But the Gemara, it's like it's an abuse of the pasuk and making a limud. It's using a different pshat. Because you could learn the other way. You could say it means like what would it say if it said nefesh? So nefesh achas tachta, you'd say it means be'asos ah, and it's doing, it means one person doing it and not two people, right? So you could have learned it the other way. I mean, that's what I think is pointing out. Like more, you could have just learned it even if you wanted to say nefesh achas and say, but it's telling you one nefesh be'asos shalom, only it's doing. Only one person, yachid, that sounds like what it's saying in the second part. Yachid shaso so chayev, v'shnei shaso p'tur, pater. So it would have been the same limbud, but for some reason, the Gemara didn't learn it the way the pasuk has it, which is that it's possessive and it's saying one nefesh as opposed to two nefashos, but it said, when you're doing the whole of it and not part of it. But it's saying you could have just as well, and that's saying, v'kulamari, b'zeo k'vzeminiach. You could have just, even if you would have done the other way, the words like double, and both ways have the same exact limud. So it's funny, the Gemara abandoned the simple pshat of the pasuk, and it wasn't dorishit based on nefesh, rather it was dorishit based upon the asosah, the malacha. He's saying it's like this, now he says, maybe you'll say, v'leklamir, the shnayim shasua airi, v'shnayim shasua bas achas. Maybe you'll say it's talking about the Gemara is saying two things. It's saying, first of all, that Zeokir Zeminiach, that case, right? Zeokir Zeminiach means one guy does a Kyungan Zanacha. And then it's extending it also to saying if two people do it simultaneously, do the Kyungan Zanacha. Right? In other words, maybe that's what it's saying, is that the Gemara is both. Maybe you say it's saying both. The same limb, but that's why the Gemara is extending it to teach you both. And that's what the Gemara The Gemara starts off by saying you have to do the whole thing, and all that, but it has to be one person doing the whole thing and not two people doing the whole thing. So the Gemara is being Dorish that.
Being Dorish
both. Maybe you say the Gemara is being Dorish both. But he says you can't do that. The Perikam Atzniya, Masha, Trey Kroy. He says, but in a Perikam Atzniya, you really need two separate psukim for that. They're not the same limud. They're two different limudim. One limud is that if two people do it, one guy does a kir, one guy does hanacha, that they're potter. And then there's another limud, if they both do akir and hanacha as a team together, that they're not chayav. So two separate limudim. So you can't say that our Gemara is talking about both of these halachas, because it's one limud. So it's being doors one limud. So they're both telling you, so what is the limud? The limud is Hosas kulov lo hosas miktsasa, which means the case of the akir and hanacha. And the second part of the Gemara is also on that. Yachted ve'loshnayim means the case of the akir and hanacha. So the Tos is pointing out that the Gemara is a little bit funny because it's still part of his point, is that the Gemara is not taking the simple pshat of the pasuk, which is that it's on the nefesh. Rather, it's abandoning that, forgetting about that, and it's going to learning that it's on the malacha. And it's saying is you have to have a person do the entire malacha. Okay. It would have helped, and as he would have said, maybe I guess his attempted answer was no. The Gemara is really talking about the other one also. The nefesh is doing both, but it says you can't do both because they really you can't be doing both from one pasuk. Tos is trying to give a help. He's trying to help answer it, as to say maybe you'll say that the Gemara is learning both from the same limud. What are the two things? One thing is learning out is that you have to do the entire thing. So therefore, if one guy does a kirin, another does an achal, then achal, it's no good. And also, it's learning out that you have to have one nefesh doing the entire thing. Which means that if they're both simultaneously carrying it, then it's also not going to be chayiv. So in which case, it is also being doresh nefesh. Because nefesh means one nefesh. Because there you're doing the whole thing, but it's just one nefesh. So maybe you'll say the Gemara is being doresh both. So therefore, it's not abandoning some pshat in the pasuk. It's just, it's explaining both pshatim. I don't know, maybe you'd say you could shove them into one limud. But he says you can't, because you see the Gemara in Matzniyah shows that you need a separate limud for each of them. So you need two separate limudim. So it could be you'd have one concept that would include them both. I mean, you have to give a svar what it would be. But it could be you'd have one concept to include them both. I mean, there are moves like that. So they're saying, maybe you'll say that's what it's doing. But he says it's not true, because it's not one concept to include them both. You see from the Gemara that you need two totally separate limudim. Right. They even do with one another. Now, which one is ours talking about? That's what Tosafot means. The kula mairi b'zogur zameniach. He's saying, don't think the Gemara is changing course and saying, yachid shosov is no shnayim means where they're both carrying it simultaneously. That's not true. This Gemara was only talking about the case of Zeuk or Zemeniach. And yet, it's not going with the Simon Pshat and the Pasuk. Yeah, the name of the Limud, though, it's saying what the Limud should have been used for to teach you that other halacha. That's not what our Gemara is doing, so it's going against the Pshat and the Gemara. So he doesn't really answer the question. Okay, he doesn't answer the question. Okay? But maybe we can answer it at the end. But let's just say he just leaves it. I mean, now he's going to ask another kasha. So he's pointing out. He's not really answering the kasha. He's just saying is that the shas is just as funny. It's ignoring the pashat pshat and the pasuk, and it's giving this new idea. It's learning it differently. Here's what the Gemara tells us like this: kasheluri, mid mitzarchina and kral liftar. Right. So you have a pasuk teaching me that if one guy does kir, one guy does anacha, you're pata, right? So apparently, if I didn't have a pasuk, I'd say a chayev, right? Oh, so it must be mashma dezegur zemini achayiv mishkan. It must be it was in the mishkan, because if you didn't have a case of one guy does a kir, one guy does a nach on the mishkan, then you'd never have a havimini to be chayiv, because you're only chayiv from lachas that were in the mishkan. Mm-hmm. So you're saying it must be that they did this in the mishkan. Okay, hold that thought. Uperik ha-masniya nami poto ha-yo Reb Shimon ze'inu yachol ve'ze'inu yachol afal pisha ha-yo b'mishkan kigon shnayim shenosan azaron. So the saying is, there's another halacha. Let's say two people carry a heavy couch. Okay? Two people carry a heavy couch. You couldn't carry on their own. No one could carry. Zayin yachol, zayin yachol means this guy couldn't do it and that guy couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So he says, Rav Shimon holds, it's a big machlokas. Rav Shimon holds that that's pater. Okay? Because two guys doing it, that's it, it's pater. Okay? Even though they had that in the Mishkan they carried the Aron, you needed more than one person to carry the Aron. Saying is still, there's a pator. So the saying is, you see, you can have these patores irrespective of the fact that they did these things in the Mishkan. Okay? He's just saying that on premise. Is that you have these p'torahs even though they did it in the Mishkan.
Maybe
possibly? Okay. What? Possibly? I don't know. Well, let's say it's not now. Yerushalmi, Perek HaZorik, but in Yerushalmi it says, Ahod, Ditnan, Shnegiz, it starts, B'Shusarab, and Hoyeshe, the Shnei, B'Diyot, Achas, Hamoshil Chayev. So basically, this is a case where you have two porches, like going out over Rosh Hashanah, two porches with Rosh Hashanah, and they're going out over the Rosh Hashanah, and you're handing a thing from one guy to another guy over the Rosh Hashanah. So it's Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, derech Rosh Hashanah. Through his Ram. So saying is that you're chayev if you do that.
Could be used,
it's like on this. I don't know the word means that. It means that they're on the same side of the street. You know I mean? As opposed to being on the opposite
the street. Taros,
it's like the porches. Yeah, the porches or the overhangs. Okay. So Amr b'chayim b'shem Rav Maisha b'varai de'sheni. Says it has to be that you're handing it to another guy. It only works if there's a second guy. Okay, if there's just one guy handing it, putting it down, that you're not chayev. It's only the Gemara says only the second guy. That's what Rav Maisha says in the Yerushalmi. Uparach. The Gemara asks, "B'chol aser, how much time shall zub turin v'kanam rechayavim?" Two guys always hurts you. Two guys isn't a good thing. Two guys is a bad thing. And now you tell me you need to have two guys. So umeshani shekachoy savodus alviim. Says no, because that's why they did it. Alviim did it. They handed on the carriages. They handed the beam from one, backwards from one guy to another guy. Two people. So he says, "V'hashdama b'kach shoyis of Mishkan." Who cares that it was in the Mishkan? Mikal makom haveli lifter or moshed kivun d'shnei emosim osa. He says, because you see, our Gemara has all these things which, even though they were in the Mishkan, you see, there's a p'tor. You can have a p'tor. Being in Mishkan doesn't get you out of the p'tors of shnei of two people doing it or osa as kula. So well, why in the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, why is it yechayiv if you hand it one to the other guy, but two people should hurt you? It says, no, because it was in the Mishkan. Yeah, but does Mishkan circumvent the halacha of two people doing it, or does it not circumvent? Our Gemara implies that even though there's Mishkan, it doesn't matter. You have these Torahs. But the Yerushalmi implies once you have Mishkan, that's it. So he says, so you can see his answer.
Were we trying to find a place where you were hiding Mishkan for this? The whole thing?